told them I couldn't do it, and they made me do it, and I couldn't do it.
Well, we don't need to worry about that now. What was it that you couldn't do?
You couldn't go on the bridge. It was too narrow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you realise you're not on the bridge now.
I don't know. I can't see anything anymore. Yeah.
Well, you're not. I can reassure you. You're in a nice, safe, warm place now, and you should be beginning to feel a bit calmer, because it wasn't nice on that bridge, was it?
No, it was not.
No. But you're not there now. So you're here in this nice, comfortable chair talking to me. You should be able to relax a bit.
I don't know. I can't see anything when you want to know.
No. We'll deal with that shortly. You'll be able to see soon. So it's a bit dark where you are at the moment.
Yeah, but why didn't you listen? I said, no, I can't do it.
Can I just say, what sort of age are you? Just so I know.
I'm 13.
Yeah, that's a nice age. So there was a what you should be able to see soon is a nice light ahead of you. It's maybe a little bit dark, but it should begin to lighten up, and you should begin to see a nice light, and I think you'll be able to recognize one or two in that light now that you've. Because I know when you get all panicked and everything, you can't always.
It's a funny place.
See what's around you, but you need to sort of look ahead of you now, look forward, understand that, you're not in that bridge now. And are you feeling comfortable in yourself now? You warm enough?
No, I don't know.
If you're not feeling that warm, you will be very soon. You'll begin to feel a lovely warmth. It's lovely and warm here, so you should be feeling that working its way through you.
My chest is hot too.
Well, that'll be improved as the warmth flows up through your whole body, and you can enjoy that warmth. And you can feel all that tension go. And when you're ready, this light should just clear, and you'll see a lovely light ahead of you, in front of us. Even be able to hear some birds singing, or
I can see old Nick.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, there you go. There's someone you know.
He was living next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there you go. He's at least he's turned up, and he'll probably be able to help you find some other people you'll know.
I used to go to his house after school.
Right. Was he a nice... I'm sure he was a nice man.
Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah.
I was filling up his bucket with coal.
Right. Yeah, you're helping him out. So that's probably why he's going to help you out now. So he's probably very grateful you filled up his bucket for him. And he's... Has he got a nice smile on his face?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a newspaper.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. I think he wants us to do the crossword together.
Can you help him with that? Are you good at crosswords?
Yeah, he couldn't see so well, so... I think he was pretending.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, maybe he he could probably do with a bit of a hand with that.
To make me stay with him.
Well, that's all right.
Well, I didn't mind.
He liked the company, I'm sure. Making can get a bit lonely sometimes. So, yeah, if what was his name again? I've forgotten.
Old Nick,
yeah. Yeah, so are you happy to go with Nick and help him out with that crossword? And he'll probably show you where the other people are. Yeah. So there you go, I'm sure you can just...
It's not that one I have to go on that bridge anymore.
No, you don't need to. No. No, you go with Nick and...
No, his name is Old Nick.
Old Nick. Yeah, go with Old Nick and maybe help him out with that crossword. And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll say cheerio then.
Yeah.
We're going. Right. Bye for now.
Bye.
That's love.